Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
One of the first nonfiction books on the topic of adult ADHD that I read cover to cover was Ned Halliwell's Delivered from Distraction. In it, he describes the ADHD brain as a Ferrari engine with bicycle brakes. I love that metaphor. You know, as a woman with ADHD, I can definitely relate to having a fast-moving brain that is very hard to stop. But I also feel that most women, like me, tend to drive their fast brain with the emergency brake on, and they don't even realize it. I think part of the reason for this is because girls are socialized differently than boys. We tend to be more relationship-oriented and approval-seeking. So when parents and teachers ask us to sit still and pay attention, we seem to do a better job than our male counterparts of at least appearing to do so. In other words, we seem to be more effective at suppressing the hyperactivity and giving the impression that we're following the rules and adhering to expectations than our male counterparts. But it might be only an impression, and it also comes with a cost. You see, I think that suppressing our turbocharged brains might be possible, but all that energy has to go somewhere. It doesn't just disappear into the ether. Now, some of us have taught ourselves the art of appearing to be paying attention, at least until someone calls on us, while engaging in some wildly imaginative inner world, and that's how we escape boredom. Others have found themselves ruminating and obsessing, generating endless anxiety and overwhelm as a result of this suppression. And some who were less able to drive their brain power internally just continued to annoy the adults by becoming the class clown, the chatty Cathy, or the interrogator. You know, that little girl who always asked a million questions. Yeah, that was me. You know, we had to find some way to stay mentally engaged, alert, and awake. Anything we did to hold our ADHD tendencies back in order to please adults and avoid drawing unwanted attention to ourselves was the equivalent of driving with the brakes on. And I believe the consequence of this could be anything from anxiety to depression, chronic headaches, teeth clenching or grinding, and all manner of obsessive thinking. You see, one of the most fascinating things about the set of traits we call ADHD is that there are people at both ends of the achievement spectrum, from the wildly successful to the chronically underachieving. And I believe that the secret that most successful people with ADHD have uncovered is that when you treat your Ferrari like the race car that it is, instead of some old clunker, you don't live your life like everyone else. Nor do you expect to. These ADHD superstars understand that they are different, and they go with that difference instead of attempting to conform to the norm. They go all in on the things that really matter to them. They take risks, and they stand out. This means they're sometimes misunderstood, even rejected, but they bet on themselves and they play to win. What I've noticed is that many of the world's most successful people with ADHD fall into certain categories. They tend to cluster around certain occupations that leverage their ADHD traits and tendencies. For example, many of them are performers of sorts. This includes professional athletes, actors, singers, dancers, musicians, comedians, even public speakers. Others with ADHD fall in the category of first responders. There are police officers, firefighters, military personnel, EMTs, emergency room physicians and nurses, and others whose occupations are dependent on quick thinkings, high stakes. They are deadline-driven and require creativity and intuitive problem solving? Well, there you will find successful people with ADHD in real estate sales or investigative journalism. You'll find them working in the stock market. And, of course, many people with ADHD are entrepreneurs, especially serial entrepreneurs. Many of us have had multiple careers across a lifetime. I've had 4, and we've been successful at all of them. But instead of staying put, we move on when we have achieved the level of mastery that we prefer, or we simply aren't in love with the field anymore. Now, alternatively, we will fail, or at least fail to achieve our true potential, when we confine ourselves to jobs or career paths that do not inspire us, do not make room for our creative out-of-the-box thinking, jobs and careers that are repetitive, provide insufficient structure or way too much, are in fields that do not align with our personal values, and those that are riddled with bureaucratic red tape and micromanagement. These environments will definitely create the need to drive with the emergency brake on and will also require us to suppress our natural curiosity, creativity, and need for stimulation. This, to me, is truly tragic when someone with ADHD who has so much to offer in the right environment finds themselves in the wrong one and doesn't even realize that's why they're unsuccessful and miserable. Lots of times, an unsuccessful person with ADHD can completely transform their work life by changing their environment. They don't even necessarily need to change careers. They can just change their work environment and work in a different company that provides more of what they need and less of what they don't need. Sometimes all it takes is making changes to the existing environment or even to their existing routines to allow them to thrive. My opinion is that life is way too short to spend it feeling like you are driving a race car with the brakes on. Try to imagine what it would feel like to take that Ferrari out in the open road and let her fly. How would it feel if you weren't holding back, worrying about going too fast, being too loud, too intense, worrying about drawing attention to yourself, or worse, having thoughts like you're making others look bad or it's not okay to stand out? What would be possible if you just accepted the fact that some of us just aren't meant to fit in or follow the crowd? I bet you're going to get a lot further and have a lot more fun if you took off the brakes. Maybe it's time to find out.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.